Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast, and today is part two of my interview with Kelly Dower. Now, if you missed any of yesterday's episode, you need to go back and catch up, because Kelly was introducing us and explaining to us how she started this ministry called Lead by Grace Ministries. Basically, she had to overcome setbacks in her own life where she just relied on God's grace to help her remain strong for her family and get her through those situations. In doing so, he has led her to start Lead by Grace Ministries. She's put together a Lead by Grace Bible study series as well, which provides a framework for Christian women to strengthen their walk with Christ as they step into, get this saying, I love this, God's epic plan for their life. Amen. Now, at the time you're hearing this, she will have published her ebook. So the link to that will be in the show notes down below, but you need to go ahead and sign up for her ebook, get that sent to you, sign up as a subscription to her blog post, sign up for her Bible study series. Folks, you need this information that she's put out. And if you're a guy, I'm sure if you contact her, she'd be willing to send that to you as well. But her main ministry, her main calling is sent to or being sent to these women and ministering to their needs. Amen. So let's jump right back into the interview with Kelly Dower and Lead by Grace Ministries. Can you explain what Esther, Ruth, and the Dimmer principle is?
Sure. So Esther and Ruth are just two of my heroes in the Bible. I love, especially Esther, you know, Jesus, or I'm sorry, the Lord isn't even named in the book of Esther, but it clearly, you know, her uncle's faith and the faith that she ended up walking in. But when I think about what she went through, you know, being taken and then all of a sudden going to this harem, you know, for me, I equate that to sex slaves. Yeah. That's exactly how I see it. So looking at what she did there, and she listened and she followed what he asked her to do, whether it was, you know, her uncle translating it for her, but she still had the same conviction, but listened and followed. It's the same thing with Ruth. You know, there was no reason for her to stay with her mother-in-law, but she listened and she learned who the Lord was. And, you know, she becomes this really strong follower. And I look at her testimony, you know, she has this kingdom, kingsman redeemer who comes in, God's faithfulness, and obviously the lineage of Christ is clearly in their lineage, but to watch her listen and follow, it's the exact same thing. And it didn't matter if she was gleaning in fields or she was finally being blessed immensely, you know, by Boaz, she still listened and she followed. And my pastor actually has this really great principle. It's called the Dimmer principle. And he describes it as you, when the Holy Spirit talks to you, you hear him pretty loudly the first time. And, you know, it may be confirmed multiple times. But as you ignore him and you don't truly listen and do the act of following, it's like a dimmer switch. It gets turned down a little bit and he's not yelling, you know, loud enough anymore. And eventually you don't hear him anymore. So that thing that he asked you to do and to step into, that blessing that he has for you, regardless of how difficult it is in the process, he's not pursuing that like the way he was before because you've chosen not to listen. So as you've, you know, continue to turn it down, eventually it stops. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with a dimmer, you can turn it all the way down, but usually, depending on the device, there's still the electricity going to it. All you have to do is slightly turn it up, and the light is brighter and brighter. So you're sort of choosing to shut out the light, and unfortunately, that results, obviously, in more darkness. But that principle stuck with me. And I'll tell you, that was one of the main reasons that when God kept saying, step out in your faith, tell your testimony, I had ignored it for a very long time and turned it down. And as a reminder, you got to turn it back up, and you have to listen and follow. But it is up to us to choose to or not, because he will find somebody else to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And with the dimmer switch, like you said, the electricity is still running through there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if you decide, you know, something's wrong with this switch and you decide to take it apart, you're going to find out real quick that the juice is still there.
Exactly.
maybe it wasn't the switch after all. Maybe it was me, you know?
Yep.
And unfortunately, so many of us, as you said, we dim the switch so much that we think, oh, the light's not working.
Yep.
And it must not be working anymore. You know, maybe I missed it. And when you actually start to, you know, disconnect the switch, maybe you're going to hook up a new switch. Oh, we got this new thing coming down, you know. And God's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that juice is still running. And sometimes it takes that little, just that little jolt to let you know that he's still there.
Exactly. But taking that further, you could choose at that point to make a very clear statement that you're not going to obey and go to that circuit breaker and turn it all off. And he'll allow us to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we've all gotten kind of close to that. It's just taken us a little longer to come around.
Yep,
but
that's true.
Yeah. That's that principle that really stuck with me.
And as my dad used to say, you'd bite off your nose to spite your face.
Exactly. Yeah. Bite off the hand that's feeding you.
Yep, that's right. Okay, now let's go back to God's plan for our life. Each and every person, you state, and I agree with, it's not a big plan or a small plan, but a God-sized plan that's the perfect fit for each individual and God's calling on our life. I guess the question I have for you is, how can we know what that plan is?
I struggled with that for probably a three-year period when my pastor started talking about, you know, the epic plan for our life. I kept thinking, oh my gosh, I've seen so many people step into this really great epic plan that God has for them. And it's usually the people that I feel are, you know, really anointed, or God, you know, just came in and swooped in and they've got this really great testimony. But I truly didn't, regardless of how I was speaking, I truly didn't see that it was epic. You know, I felt as though, you know, having the failed marriages or, you know, not being the perfect mom and other things we put on ourselves or somebody else has spoken over you, I kept thinking, I don't deserve it. The enemy just kept reminding me of all the failures and how if I put myself out there, people are not only going to judge me, but they're going to see that as a Christian, God doesn't really pull through. So for me, as I just surrendered, he helped me realize that the epic plan of one is different for everyone, but he has intent for everyone. He is, you know, pursuing relentlessly every single one of us. So the epic plan for me is working and being willing to step out and be vulnerable. But I can see now how what we went through is truly not, you know, I hate to use the word, I'm blessing others, but ultimately that's what it is. But I can see what I went through, that I can support people on a different level than somebody who's never been through it. Mm-hmm. And I know the epic plan and the kind of the route that God's putting my daughter through. And like I said, she's a ridiculous prayer warrior. I can see where the autism with my middle son, how he sees people differently and he's able to touch people on a different level. Mm-hmm. And I see others who have struggled or even people who haven't struggled, who haven't stepped into that. God's plan is huge and we have no idea what he has in store and how far he will and can take it unless we just go, okay, it's yours. And I've been shocked literally by what he's doing. Not even here, but like we were talking about before, in Muslim countries and other places, we wouldn't expect to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned before that you're part of a prayer room. Tell us about that. How long have you been involved with that?
So they were the ones that walked us through for about 5 years, not just in San Diego, but up here when we moved up. And I would go every week and get prayed over, just trying to pray through everything and come into agreement with other believers as to what God was doing. And at about January of this year, I've always had the gift of prayer. And I hate to say I've got a gift, but it's true. And God kept reminding me that I had that, but that I wasn't using it. So I prayed about it, and it's an international healing room. It is all over the place. It's based, I believe, in Seattle. But there's healing rooms throughout the nation and internationally. And I approached them. Actually, they approached me about, you know, starting to volunteer a little bit. And I loved it so much that I volunteer every single week. I have seen God do things that I never thought that I would see with my own eyes. You see things, you know, you read about things that are happening in third world countries and other things that, you know, we just don't see it in the States. But I've seen physical healing as well as deep emotional healing. And God is attacking the core issues with people, and their testimonies are unbelievable. But almost every week, a part of what I have gone through, I get to minister with somebody and talk about how God brought me through it. And it, without fail, every week, there's somebody that we talk to and encourage. And everybody's kind of in the healing room. Everybody who volunteers, it's amazing how God just matches us up with the right person. But every single week, and we talked about that last week, actually, that God knows who's coming in. He knows, obviously, what we've been through. And he knows that because we're going to listen and follow and he's going to give us the right words to say, that there will be changes in people's lives.
Amen. Amen. Now, tell us about your Lead by Grace Bible study series.
So, when God asked me to step out and start sharing my testimony, I didn't really know how to do that. So, as I was praying about it, he kept bringing me back to my journals and walking me through how far he's taking me. So, he told me to start at the beginning. So, I had journals from back into 2009 when I'd really started journaling. And as I was reading it, I was astonished how broken I was in the words that I wrote. So he told me, start at the beginning and start encouraging people and telling your testimony. And literally this entire thing has been formatted by me starting on, I believe it was the 6th of 2009, July of 2009, that I just have started writing one page at a time. And that's where the blogs are coming from. So that's just how that's manifesting. But I'm surprised how easy the writing is coming. I thought for sure that would be my next excuse that I didn't have time, he didn't buy that. But it has been astonishing. So as he said, he reminded me that he's led me through all this with his grace, and now it's time for me to step out and lead my own life with that same grace, and then show that to other people. That's how it all came together.
Yeah, amen. And you mentioned it as you were talking about this. I thought it, and you said, I'll just reemphasize it, that as you're going back through reading these things again, you realize how far he's brought you.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I joke around that I should be metallurgically perfect at this point because of the scripture where he refines us. At some point, that scale is going to be Kelly Dower's life. There we go. That's our baseline. We're not there yet, but I'm telling you, I'm going to profess that at some point. You're going to see that in the market.
Amen. Now, is this a virtual Bible study?
No.
Do you do it
at home? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Or how do you conduct a Bible study?
So we will have videos for people to do, whether they do it at home or whether they do it in a like a home life group, or if it goes further than that. But we'll have videos that are weekly coordinating with what that specific week is in the series. And the book is written as a Bible study, but I've written it, formatting it, that if you're doing a home Bible study, there's, you know, at least a page of, you know, here's what you can share in a group. But it really asks the very hard questions for someone going through it on their own, and they could choose to share that. But it's the core questions that God's asking us to really think through. So that's how it's written, and it's electronic. It'll be an ebook first. It'll get released this week. It'll be electronic. I don't anticipate that there would be paper copies, only because it's so much easier and financially much less for anybody buying or developing it to do it through an ebook. So that will likely be the method that it will go out in.
Okay, amen. That's my next question. There is a book that's about to be published then?
Yes, I believe that it will be published by Friday. I'm giving myself the grace to go to Monday, though.
Work through the weekend.
So. Exactly. It's that perfection.
Okay. Now, excuse me. Your blog, leadbygrace.com, you say it's only been going about 6 weeks now?
Yeah, the first publication, actually the first blog, went out about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But I was really praying about what was the format supposed to be. I didn't know where he was taking me with it. And so there is the blog itself. But this weekend, I'm going to release the prayer portion where people can ask for prayer requests. I have people that have volunteered to pray for people. And if we need to, we can call people. I'm going to make myself available to do one-on-one prayer sessions with someone who's walking through something that they just need that extra support. Mm-hmm. We also, I believe that you have to have healthy relationships. I believe you have to, you know, really take care of your body. There's the family portion to it. So what we're going to start, a girlfriend of mine is going to write from the perspective of being single. I have another one who's going to write about the relationship she has with her husband as a newlywed. My younger sister, her youngest son, just got diagnosed with autism. And she's going to talk about some of that struggle. And though I've been through it and walked through it, everybody's story is different. And I truly believe that she's going to touch that mom that is just struggling emotionally and trying to hold it together. Having a new, you know, a child being diagnosed recently with any special needs. And then I have a really great person who also volunteers actually at the prayer room. She's in a different stage of life. She's got grandkids. They're retiring. That is a totally different set of what God's bringing them through. So we're going to have a family element as well. It won't be just me, but it's important for me to have that healthy relationship portion. We'll have some stuff on there about being healthy physically as well as the prayer piece. And then the fourth piece of it for me is regardless of how little or how much we make out of any of the sales, 10% of it automatically will go to an organization that we're supporting. We've chosen right now to support Zoe International, which fights sex trade now here in the States as well as internationally. And one of the pastors from my church actually just retired from the church and decided to go serve with them as a retired police officer. And it just touched my heart to see what they're actually doing and that it is in our own neighborhoods. So we're going to support Zoe International for as long as God tells us to until he says, okay, time to switch. But that is the other key thing. Aside from volunteering here, everybody can join in fighting sex trafficking, and that is very near and dear to my heart.
Yep, amen. I did an interview with, I can't remember, this is one of the first interviews I did almost 2 years ago now, and her best friend was kidnapped, and all they found was the bicycle. And she, at the time, she was like 12 or 13. And, you know, they have never heard any, you know, never found her or anything like that. But they have some evidence that she was taken off to a Middle Eastern country and, you know, put part of a harem and all that. But she started a ministry with the same purpose. Yeah. It's tragic. I mean, that's just so sad that there's that kind of evil out there.
I agree.
You know, you said you volunteer and donate to your community. Tell us some of the volunteer opportunities that you have open where someone can help out.
So through our church, we do once a year. We go out as a community. I think last year there was about 3,000 of us that went out, and we pick projects throughout our community. And there's, you know, the Hunger Fund that we go and volunteer, the Children's Hunger Fund, we go and volunteer, and that's not just obviously impacting our specific community. But that's one of the ways that we do it. I also volunteer through work at multiple organizations, specifically for the homeless. It's extremely important that we, you know, really love on that community, as well as, you know, the Healing Room. And then the autistic community as well, obviously very connected to that. But Autism Now is one of the ones that we volunteer with, and Autism Speak is another one. So I find that God lays it on your heart, but he also, you know, asks us to really open and see our, you know, see our community through his eyes and look for opportunities to serve. And what I have personally learned through all of that and the joy that you get serving other people just so blows me away. I almost feel selfish in some ways because I walk away so joyful just seeing the impact. and watching people who are in situations that I very easily could fall into if the market were to change or if I lost my job, seeing them come out of it and then looking and seeing what they're doing with their life now, volunteering, I love how God works.
Amen. Amen. So when someone is listening to this interview, and it will be on at the time of this recording, this weekend is when you're looking at having your ebook published.
Correct.
How can someone order a copy of your ebook?
So as of this weekend, there will be a link on the website, and it's relatively easy to log in. And we're pricing the book at $8, which for me, I don't know about you, but that was very difficult to figure out what to set for a price point. They're all over the place. Mm-hmm. But as I go into working and having my own home ministries or life groups, most people have to buy their own resources. So while most of the ones that I end up purchasing are about $16, we were trying to make it as reasonable as possible, but also to still cover everything since it's kind of me on my own, and you know what that's like.
Oh, yeah.
So we know that what the minimal would be, and you know, whatever that looks like, whatever God does with it, it is great. But at leadbygrace.com, we will have a link for people to order. And, of course, being electronic, it will be instant for them.
Amen. Amen. So if someone wanted to contact you, maybe to ask a question, maybe invite you to an interview such as this, how can they do that?
My email address on the site, there's a link for it, but if anybody wants to write it down, it's Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at leadbygrace.com, and that is the email that we have coming in, and there's actually been some questions and testimonies that have already come in, which is so incredible for only being on for a little bit.
Amen, amen. And the website, again, is leadbygrace.com, right?
Correct.
Okay, and let's see, I'm typing that because I'm going to put all this in the show notes. How can someone subscribe to your blog?
Same website. There is a subscription link, and it's just an email address, and I like to collect people's names so I know who I'm actually speaking to. And the link is on there for the subscription, and we are putting out a monthly newsletter to everyone. So we will be starting that next week as well, and it'll summarize kind of what's going on, how they can get involved, and then also asking if there's feedback that people have of needs that we haven't even thought of. I think that's one of the tools God's going to use to continue to grow the ministry.
Okay. And do you have any idea how many followers you have for your blog so far?
I looked at it this morning, actually, and I think it's 246. I think that's what the number was. I guess it the connection with Facebook and people just liking that and going over there. I was extremely encouraged and a little nervous when you see they're not just all right here in California. So, yeah,
that's awesome.
One of the most encouraging things that I got was a woman who's Jewish and said, "Well, you know, I'm Jewish and we obviously have different opinions on Jesus. I just wanted to say how encouraged I was on your description and process of how to forgive and how important it was, because I absolutely believe that we serve the same God." That was so encouraging to me.
That,
reaching a different audience than I thought.
Yeah, one of the broadcasters we have on Evangelism Radio is from Jerusalem.
Mm.
She lived 20 years in Dallas, Texas, and she was working for a Christian radio station in Dallas, and then they moved back to Jerusalem. And she contacted me and says, "Can I be a broadcaster on your radio station?" I said, "Absolutely." She goes, "How much?" I goes, "Don't worry about it, because he who blesses Israel is blessed indeed."
I agree.
And her program is called From Jerusalem. And
wow.
You know, we have to protect her identity, you know,
of course.
Because of the situation over there. But
absolutely.
Yeah, that's a huge blessing for our radio station. Now, your Lead by Grace Bible study series, mm-hmm. Lead by Grace Ministries and all that, how can they sign up for that?
So same thing going through the website. I'm trying to keep everything in one location for now, and we're coordinating everything through the website. So as the ministry grows and other people want to get involved and where God leads us, it will all still funnel through that website. At least that's the plan that I've written down so far that he's divulged to me.
Okay. Yep, that makes sense. So there is a link to the Bible study series on the website?
There will be, yes. Once it's released, absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure. And if someone wanted to donate to your ministry efforts, how can they do that?
That has not been set up yet. And as a matter of fact, as I was praying it over it with somebody very prophetic this weekend, they actually stressed that people need the opportunity to help the kingdom grow, even if they're not going to be involved in a different way. So we will go ahead and put that up as well when we go ahead and put the study up. Okay. Hopefully all by Saturday, but definitely by Monday.
Amen. All right. Well, Kelly, you've given our listeners a lot of actionable content today, and I just want to thank you for all that you're doing for the women out there that need your services and for the body of Christ as a whole. And I hope you stay in touch, because I'd like to get you back on the podcast for a follow-up interview in a few months to see how things are progressing. Is that okay?
I would love to.
Amen. Well, folks, I really, truly want to encourage you to reach out and get in touch with Kelly. Pastors, I know that you know some women in your congregation that Kelly can help minister to. You need to reach out to her as well and ask for more information on her ministry. You need to get these people in touch with her. And Kelly, thank you so much again for coming on the program today. I truly do appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule, because I know you have a lot going on.
Yeah, it was truly a blessing to be with you.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Kelly Dower and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing FaithCasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with FaithCasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the FaithCasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. FaithCasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a FaithCaster. FaithCasters, your voice, your platform, your success.